WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, everyone. This is Angelina Love.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
This is WWE superstar Natalya.
Hi, this is Brie, and this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken, not Haughty.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rack, and you're listening to the greatest rack.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time. You'll experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
I knew you'd come.
Everyone, welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, WildTalkRadio.com, or RackRadioShow.com, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. And if you get a quick second, go check out the fine folks over at FightBooth.com, because they post amazing content every day, and you should totally go check it out. And, well, I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. The other host, he's a little busy, you know, producing, so we'll introduce him here in a second. Or maybe not, he's back. But the co-host, producer, slash handyman, Sir Rockin'.
We went down a rabbit hole. I need a water afterwards.
Oh, come on. It was not that stressful.
No, but I had nothing to drink.
You had plenty of time to go get water.
I was busy producing.
Uh-huh.
By the way, you can interact with us live at Wild Talk Radio, Rack Radio Show, or at Lindsay Ward on Twitter. So come over to girlwork.net, Wild Talk Radio, or rackradioshow.com. And interact with us there, because we like interaction, and we talk to you if you say things to us.
Yes. And we like it when people interact with us and talk to us. So, we have a Stimmy Sack show for you tonight. We have a little bit of news, we have Tweet of the Week, and we are going to be talking all about Hell in the Cell tonight, plus SmackDown and NXT, all your favorites. So, without any further ado, I say we jump right into the news brought to our friends over at Gerwick.net, and, well, let's dance our way into the ballroom with Nikki Bella.
Oh, so it's time for the Dancing with the Bella update?
Yeah!
It is this week's Dancing with the Bella update. After four dances, Nikki Bella is tied for 7th place with Drew Scott with 80 points. That was this week's Dancing with the Bella update, presented by the Rack Extra Total Bellas, heard weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
She's tied with Drew Scott?
Yeah.
Wow.
Fact I learned this afternoon when making the bumper.
So either he did a lot better or she did.
She's falling.
Okay. All right. That's what I thought. Because she was in third at one point, wasn't she?
Fourth. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh God, his hair is flying all around the Bill Cowers. It's not lacquer to his head. Hair is actually flying around. What little
Ooh.
He had. Bill Cower, the commentator, the former coach.
Oh.
His hair is like, because, you know, he has the Hogan hair without the long part of it. But, you know, anyway, it's sort of not lacquered down to his head.
Okay. So he's watching the Patriots game. I'm watching the Louisville NC State game. We are separated on football tonight, but we still have football. So just to give everybody the update on the score, it is 17-10 NC State, and we're about 11 minutes into, are still out of the third quarter, or into the third quarter. Or no, left in the third quarter. There we go. I'll get it. Something. Don't mind me. It's still one of those days.
Something like that. Something like that.
You know what I mean. Y'all have been listening to the show hopefully long enough that you know what I mean. And if you're tuning in, you'll figure it out.
Anyway. So yeah, anyway. Her performances apparently are going down.
Oh, I thought she did really good this week.
Apparently not. Apparently she was not... She didn't do so well. John Cena was there.
Aw, yay.
And she, what, revealed some tribute, not tribute, something that she likes to do?
It was Guilty Pleasures week, and so Nikki Bella's guilty pleasure is that she's into 50 Shades of Grey, which, almost said something else.
No, you said it. No, you said it. Anyway.
50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
It's one of those nights. So, yeah, that kind of explains a lot of things with Nikki.
Yeah. She had a score of 21 this week, which held her right around the bottom.
Okay.
But there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people with a 21. So not many people are did very well this week.
I think Lindsay Sterling's doing really, really
Lindsay
well.
Lindsay Sterling is in the lead.
I was going to say, she should be, because she's, again, past dance experience. Anyway, moving on.
I think, is she with an E or... Is she with an E or an A?
I think it's Lindsay Sterling.
Lindsay, she's with an E. So she is in first place, because there's another Lindsay.
Yeah, and there's two of them.
Right, one's a dancer. But, you know, they just say their name, so I don't know. Anyway.
Mark Ballas. Just look for Mark Ballas.
Okay, Mark and Lindsay are 51 points.
Okay, all right. There you go.
There's your Dancing with the Bella extended update.
Ding! Staying on the theme of the ladies, it was announced that Shayna Baszler has officially signed with WWE and is now training at the Performance Center. Could not be happier about this. I look forward to her progress and seeing her back on TV soon.
Look out, everybody. Y'all
look at everybody.
Y'all are in trouble.
that entire division is going to get put on notice, and I kind of can't wait for it.
Yeah, y'all better be ready, because it's going to go down. Yeah.
So just you good?
Yeah, why not?
You want to use your favorite code or no?
I'm going to break you, bitch.
There you go. Moving on, just a quick TNA update, or I should say GFW Impact Wrestling TNA, whatever the name of it is now. Robbie E and Eddie Kingston announced their departures from the company, and they are moving on to other projects, so congratulations to them. Sad to see them go.
Yeah, it's been a while since Robbie E has been on television. It's been at least 6-7 months. Same can be said for Eddie Kingston. Once the Impact version of the Wyatt family broke up. We haven't really seen much of Eddie Kingston. Once James Storm stopped being Bray, that's where Eddie Kingston's future sort of
ended. I think he's still trying to be Bray, just in a different way.
Okay, he's no longer Colt Bray.
There we go.
He's dressing like Bray. He's no longer Colt Bray. When he was Colt Bray, Eddie Kingston was involved. Now, not so much. When they wore the suits and the white mask.
Yeah. James, honey, if you want Bray's pants, just ask where he got them from.
He probably did. And James probably can't afford them.
Probably not.
It's just a fact of life. Anyway, continue.
Anyway, moving on from their awkwardness, speaking of Bray Wyatt, and the perfect transition, we need to talk about what happened on Monday Night Raw, just a little bit more extended, because, well, Bray channeled his inner, demon, I guess is the best way to put it. And it came out that WWE is potentially looking at introducing Sister Abigail into the product. However, a lot of people jumped and thought that, oh, hey, they're introducing a new female character. This was further teased by one of the NXT ladies putting out a graphic that said, "It's all lies, darling," which tied into Bray's promo. Turns out that a major spoiler, so spoiler alert.
I don't have the sounder up, so go.
Okay, all right. I was just pausing in case you had it up.
Hold on.
Spoiler alert!
There it is.
There you go.
Is that WWE will not be introducing a new female character as Sister Abigail, that instead, Bray Wyatt is going to take on a demon, in quotations, persona similar to what Finn Balor does, that is being loosely called Sister Abigail. And as you saw him on Monday night, he was all painted up, and people are speculating that that is what he's going to look like when he comes out at whatever the next pay-per-view is.
Tables, ladders, and chairs. Oh my.
There we go. Thank you. I am intrigued, but I am concerned.
If you remember, I told you on Monday this was going to be the possibility of what would happen.
And I'm fine with it. Like, I'm more okay with him taking on an additional persona and doing a character development or a character change than I am a female being introduced into the product. Like, I'm fine with this. I'm just very, very concerned about it because House of Horrors.
For the longest time, we've sort of sat here and speculated about the persona, the what is Sister Abigail and what it represented to Bray Wyatt, right? And we've always speculated that it's always been a part of him. Now it seems like we're going to see that in some manner with him now.
Right. Well, I mean, he's kind of given us little tidbits about her here and there where at one point she was a real person. At one point she was truly alive. And at one point she was actually supposed to be with the Wyatt family, and then the girl that was supposed to play her left. So they just basically killed her off in canon. And so now the quote unquote spirit of Sister Abigail's with Bray Wyatt, and he's been going around lately telling people that, well, she's alive, and we're all kind of sitting here going, but we watched Randy torch her.
You know, torch whatever was left of her. But we also saw...
he re-deaded her.
Re-deaded her. When we watched that back earlier this year, we also saw it sort of possess Bray Wyatt, the spirit of Sister Abigail, at one point. So, from a canon standpoint, it all makes sense that the spirit is inside him, and now it's all playing out. Just thinking about it, because this is like the first time really diving into that part of it, it's like that all sort of ties it. Actually, it ties in together in a weird way.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying, in a weird way, it all blends.
Well, I think he's been probably planning this for a while.
Oh yeah, probably. It's Bray Wyatt. He always, whenever there's a point to introduce something, whether they pitch it to him or it's him pitching to them, he always thinks it out.
Yeah, I mean, from everything you hear about him, he's always thinking, he's always planning, he's always, those wheels in his head are always spinning. So I wouldn't be surprised if this part of the persona is something that he's been planning for a while and that he's been wanting to do, or that he's been kind of saving for Finn. So, like I said, I'm curious, but I'm also very worried because, again, this could jump the shark really, really quickly. This could get really weird. People may not get it, and I swear to God, if he comes out in a dress, I'm done. I'm so done. I'm just not going to be able to just take anymore.
We're not going out.
I'm sorry, but yeah, I mean, it's like, this could be either really good or really bad, and there's not going to be a tween. It's just, there's no middle on this one. It's kind of like the House of Horrors. It's either going to be really good or really bad, and we saw how the House of Horrors went. They had stopped it at the house with Bray leaving. That would have been enough.
Don't think it'll be as campy as the House of Horrors. I don't think it will be as campy as the Bugs in the Ring.
Yeah, well, I mean, the first time the Bugs in the Ring were cool, but the problem is like, you didn't have the Bugs in the Ring really get sold.
Right, and you kept doing it and doing it.
Yeah, it's like, anything worth doing is worth overkilling. So, I don't know how I feel about this. I think I'm more worried than I am anything else.
I'm worried too, because, again, this is something that will change the character of Bray Wyatt. Whether it's good or bad, it will change it. Sort of like when Finn brought out his paint gimmick and now it's the demon. It changed Finn Balor. And now we're at a point where Bray Wyatt, the character, is at a crossroads where he is going to bring out this other side. Now, it plays into question. If they bring out this other side, is this side more powerful than the demon? Because he challenged him to bring out the demon, right?
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see if Finn comes out as the demon, or he comes out of pain, because Bray also mentioned, you're always the demon in some fashion. Pain or no
right.
pain. No pain or no pain. See, what would have been cool is when, everything was rushed in early on in the story, where this would be the great moment of Demon versus Abigail in a payoff war. It would have been a special moment, but we've already seen the demon pain in this story, so now it's the second time in the story. WWE would like to protect the demon pain, but also if you're bringing out the Bray paint, shouldn't that be protected as well? It's one of those things.
I think they're trying to sort of phase out the demon and really make it something very special, because what we saw in Bray versus Finn when it was man on man was the aspects of the demon come out without the paint. Like, that was the whole point, was the demon and Finn Balor are one and the same, and Finn doesn't need the paint to be the demon. That was the entire point of that story, and they told it masterfully. So now it's Bray is challenging Finn. Okay, put your paint on. Let's see if we can do that again, because then I'll bring out the Abigail personality and you and I are going to go to war. And just to kind of do an early prediction, we'll talk about this more when Tables and Ladders and Chairs gets closer, is that technically, because Bray is debuting the new persona, it should be stronger than the demon.
And that was my point. It should be, and I hope they protect it just like they protected the Finn Finn Demon, and I hope they don't use the Finn Demon to lose to the Abigail Demon. But
I think they will, because it's like, here's the thing: the Demon character has lost before,
but
it doesn't happen often.
But not on the main roster. It took a while in NXT for the Demon to lose.
And I mean, he's been up on the main roster. He's been back on the main roster a while now. I think it's something that you could have him lose to Bray and it would be okay, because it's Bray Wyatt has pulled out this boss level ultimate demon. I keep using demon, but that's not the right word. You know, like almost succubus type character of Abigail. And it's like him and her have merged and they've created this thing, and he's coming to kill Finn. Like he's completely unhinged. He's back to being crazy Bray again. I mean, it should be something where Bray's boss level should beat Finn's boss level. I don't know if they're going to do that, but it's like, if you're going to have Bray go to this extent and lose, that just kind of kills everything.
And at that point, Bray should be taken off TV for a couple months.
Yeah.
Just to reprogram the character and reboot it in a different manner a little bit.
Honestly, take him off TV, send him back to SmackDown, and put him back with the family.
Hey, if I'm not allowed to have that dream, you can't have that dream.
I'm just saying. No, because his time on Raw has just been very...
He's better suited for SmackDown.
He's much better suited for SmackDown.
Just like The Undertaker was.
It's like, put him back on SmackDown. Let him be a boss over on SmackDown. I have no problem with this.
Because, as we're going to get into, the top guy on SmackDown, the champ, nothing to write home about.
No. So anyway, very, very intrigued by what Bray Wyatt's up to, but also very, very concerned about what Bray Wyatt's up to, because reasons. And now, well, let's do a little NXT.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
So NXT this week had an awesome main event. You had Roderick Strong, and you had Drew McIntyre for the NXT Championship. Hell of a main event.
This was so good. This was so, so good. And they got like almost 30 minutes on this match. There was just a lot of physicality. There was a lot of back and forth. There was wrestling. There was not wrestling. It was just really, really good. And what I liked, what they did was, they played with the height difference a little bit, because it's like, Roderick Strong is not an overly tall man compared to Drew McIntyre. Like, Drew McIntyre is a freaking tree next to Roderick Strong.
Strong is 5'10".
McIntyre's like 6'4", 6'6". He's a tall bastard.
Well, he's 6'5".
All right, right in the middle. But yeah, he's got them long legs, so it's like, they played with the height difference a little bit. And I just really enjoyed this. They both looked phenomenal in this.
It was a hell of a match. Really was.
And interestingly enough, no interference from the Undisputed Boys, but they did show up at the end. And Adam had words with his twin brother, Drew.
And he also looked like he was trying to propose an opportunity for Mr. Strong. Could Roddy be a part of the Undisputed Era?
Don't go to the dark side, Roddy! Don't do it!
He may want to, though.
He may want to, but he shouldn't.
They're his boys. They were his boys back in, you know, that honor place.
They hurt your Brit friends.
They hurt your Brit friends. We had some women's action on the show, including Ruby Riott taking on Billie Kay and Peyton Royce in a sort of tag match, because Ruby's new best friend decided to play along and come out and help.
Scottish wifey! Plus Nikki Cross. I love Nikki Cross so much. But no, this was a really, really good match. And honestly, I love the pairing of Ruby and Nikki.
It has that amount of crazy that just... It's not too crazy, but it's enough crazy. That makes sense.
They balance each other really, really well.
Mm-hmm. Ruby and Nikki picked up the win. Solid stuff. Lara Sullivan apparently is going to take on, what, Oney Lorcan next week?
Birch.
He beat Oney Lorcan. Now he's going to challenge Birch. Because Birch challenged him to a fight. It was weird hearing Lars talk.
But it was kind of nice. He's very well spoken.
For a huge monster of a man, yeah, he's very well spoken.
But just in general, I mean, it's like you would not expect him, and this is stereotyping, but not expect him to be able to speak that well. But he does. He speaks very eloquently, which I really like. Because it's not just grr, arg, lar, smash. He's like, no, no. And he'll, like, explain it to you in the most beautiful way possible. Why he just, you know, maimed somebody.
Yeah. Zelina Vega talked up how Johnny Gargano has asked for a rematch and how she's been able to pull the strings without even touching Mr. Gargano. And should be interesting when those two meet next week, I believe. Or 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, next week.
Houston. No, next week on NXT.
Next week on NXT. It was supposed to be Aleister Black versus Lio Rush, but the Velveteen Dream decided, Lio Rush, you ain't debuting tonight. That's why. And so he beat down Lio Rush, got in the ring, crawled around Black, who just sat there watching, and the Velveteen Dream kept screaming, what's my name? Say my name.
Cue the Spice Girls, say my name, say my name.
Was that the Spice Girls?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure. But,
Or no, was that...
That was Destiny's Child.
Destiny's Child, that's right.
Like, I knew it wasn't the Spice Girls, so I was like, wait.
No, I'm hearing the song in my head, and it's like,
Say my name, yeah.
It's Destiny's Child, my bad.
It's more, yeah. Anyway.
Forgive me, Beyonce. Forgive me.
Thoughts on the continuation of this thing?
Speaking of confused and worried and intrigued all at the same time, this is all three. I'm not sure about this yet. I'm very much intrigued by it, just because you have the polar opposite of Aleister Black in the Velveteen Dream. And the fact that Aleister is just not even paying him the time of day, and he's like, yeah, you can leave now, is really kind of interesting. Because he's not giving Dream what he wants. Like, Dream is like, he's all about himself, he's super narcissistic, and Aleister is not. It's just, it's interesting to me. I like it, but I'm worried about it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. It's weird. I don't know if it's a good weird or a bad weird, but it's weird.
Bobby, calm down, honey. You're going to give yourself an aneurysm. You can't say those words on TV.
And then we had Kairi Sane.
She's so cute!
Solid match. She took on Aaliyah, and then she hit the insane elbow for the win.
Go, Kairi, go.
Next week, it'll be Nikki Cross, Peyton Royce, and Liv Morgan in a qualifying match, as well as Andrade Cien Almas versus Johnny Gargano, and many more things to come in the weeks ahead for NXT.
Yes, and an exciting build to Houston as we push towards that, so looking forward to it.
But I say we take our only break of the evening?
That's right, we're going to take our one and only break tonight because we're changing it up a little bit, and when we come back, we're going to be doing Tweet of the Week, SmackDown, and Hell in a Cell. You don't want to miss it. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The Rack Extra gets a little Bella in the form of Total Bellas. Join us each week as we review the latest happenings going on in the world of the Bellas.
I feel like I'm trapped, like
you're trapped.
Up living in a padded cell.
Check out the Rack Extra, Total Bellas Weekly at WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com.
What is the greatest cartoon TV show of all time? CB Radio has decided. It's the Greater Than Great Debate, heard every Saturday night, midnight-ish Eastern on CB Radio, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This Tuesday, it is the WTR Sims Season 1 Grand Finale, otherwise known as the Ultimate Championship Challenge. Which one of your favorite, or not so favorite WTR stars will leave as the Season 1 champion? Find out, Tuesday night at 11:15 p.m. Eastern only at twitch.tv/rackradioshow. Be the for what promises to be, simply, awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen,
TNA superstar EC3, unbeaten world heavyweight champion, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211. And well, if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, RackRadioShow.com, or WildTalkRadio.com, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. Give a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FightBoot.com because we love them and they support us and they're awesome. And you should totally go check them out. And well, if you're just joining in, you missed the news and you missed NXT, but you're just in time for Tweet of the Week.
I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
At some point, they're going to have to update this song. Because it's going to be 280 characters are given.
Not but only to certain people.
Only to certain people.
Kane is one of them, by the way.
Not the Kane Twitter, his personal Twitter.
Yes, personal Twitter, but he got 280 characters.
Our Twitter, at Rack Radio Show, has 280 characters.
Does it really?
Yeah. I thanks to Matt, I rigged it to have 280 characters.
Ah, well done.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Micah Rotunda Today, who is Bray Wyatt and Bo Dallas' sister, in case you didn't know? Spoiler. Today, I woke up to no less than 150 tweets asking me if I'm Sister Abigail. Run, Bray Wyatt.
Run.
I feel like if they're going to do it, they should totally use his actual sister.
Don't subject to it. You know what happens when these rotundas get into wrestling.
Yeah, I know. Weird shit happens.
She's sort of the same one. We may want to keep it that way. Someone will need to testify in court.
Maybe.
To prove their sanity. She's going to have to prove it one day. Anyway.
Okay.
Continue.
Hang on. Arya Daivari. Enzo wanted to call out my clothes. He was wearing a North Face jacket along with every other basic white girl. I love you, Arya, so much.
Haven't we learned that Enzo is a basic white girl?
Yes.
Just saying, it's kind of a given.
Pigeoness, aka Pasta, sent to Mustafa Ali a tweet that said, all Enzo had on you was your name, weak. And he replies, I mean, I didn't mind a hyena calling me a lina, or calling me a lion. Can't talk tonight. Followed up by Lion King was a solid movie, though.
Well, it was.
It was. It was totally a solid movie. Don't talk about that bit in the middle, but, you know.
How long ago was Lion King?
I
want to say 94, 96?
94, because I was still in middle school when it came out. That tells you exactly how old I am. Anyway.
She is 13.
Right.
Plus
times several.
Times several thousand.
Anyway, somebody tweets Aiden English and Elias Sampson and goes, Elias, you should have a duet with Aiden English. And Aiden goes,
Things that make you go,
Could be. Team Awesome Lorenzo tweeted, remember the last time Shane McMahon was in a Hell in a Cell match, Kevin Owens? And he goes, yes. He jumped off it like a dumbass and lost. I hurt you, Kevin. Sheamus, 007 is now his own nemesis, Jaws. No holding Cesaro back. He's having way too much fun with this.
Yeah, he is.
Like, way too much fun. Cesaro tweets, yep, this is a real thing, because on WWE Shop right now is a shirt for Cesaro that says Thlith Thyborg. And it's a picture of him smiling with his jacked up teeth. Not even kidding. I kind of want it. And finally, a public service announcement from Pete Dunne. If the train is rammed and you still use a seat for your luggage, then you're literally Satan. Thanks, Pete!
Thanks for playing along. So my turn now?
Your turn.
Where did we stop last week? Alright, here we go. Fake sports are breaking. Bears fans will now be protesting the NFL, not because of social issues. Not because of social issues, they just don't want to watch the Bears lose every week. This is a true statement. WWE announcer tweeted, the WWE needs to get a Christian character to battle the terrorist Islamic Sami Zayn and a Satan loving Bray Wyatt and all the other forces of evil. Sami Zayn goes, local moron demands holy war at WWE announcer. Well done. Corey Graves, my son just ran to second base and danced like Enzo to celebrate. I have failed as a father. Rusev, we have failed as a community.
This is the truth.
This is truth. Wingstop, a frosty and a fry. Girl, bye. Wingstop flavored, bringing all the cravers. They eat us now and save you for later. Wendy's replies, please. They eat us now, they eat us later. Adding up our wins on a calculator. You're a laughless clown or a king that's throneless. Let me get those wings. I'm boneless. It was poetry day.
Okay. Whoever runs the Wendy's Twitter, give that person a raise. Because their social media coordinator is generally always on point.
Apparently,
and they're amazing.
And apparently Wendy's and Wingstop went back and forth for a while now.
I'm not surprised.
The Reboot Arcade Bar tweets, Matt Hardy playing Matt Hardy on WWF Royal Rumble. Nintendo goes, breaking news, Matt Hardy plays with himself in public. Matt Hardy replies, and it always feels orgasmic.
Oh, Lord Jesus on a pogo stick.
Brian Campbell, Bray Wyatt trying to peddle the dark arts through on my TV screen right now. Senator Evan Mount goes, Bray Wyatt has found the Snapchat filters.
Yes. Yes, he did. This is exactly what happened.
Colin Cowherd tweeted, Philadelphia is the dumbest city in America, and there's a 3-minute video to it. And he ranted about how we drove certain coaches like Andy Reid out of town. The Eagles Twitter replied, which is an inaccurate statement for Reid and Terry Francona. Anyway, incorrect American history, check. Literacy joke, check. Illiteracy joke, check. Vet jail, check. Just missing the snowball / Santa Claus and Rocky references. Oh, so close to a lazy stereotype. Lazy stereotype Yahtzee. He was close.
He was close.
He's also someone who shouldn't be on the air anymore. WWE creative-ish goes, here comes Enzo. If I had a dime for every ratings point Raw will go up with him in the main event, he'd have 0 dimes.
Well done.
Richard Deitch, FS1 just laid down for Jim Dolan faster than Jeff Jarrett did for Hulk Hogan at Bash at the Beach 2000.
Ooh. Damn.
Triple H, gutted to miss my first NXT taping while here in India. But I have the best team in the world doing it. Have a hell of a show. The Road Dog goes, don't worry, H. Shawn Michaels and I are holding down the fort. And Triple H replies, son of a...
You're adorable.
Scott Armstrong, don't worry, Trips. I got this. Shawn Michaels, oh my. That ain't good. That's Tweet of the Week.
Whoever gave them Twitter, thank you.
Yep.
Oh, hey, look. Louisville actually managed to score a touchdown. Can y'all, like, maybe come back and win this game? Score is now 24-19, NC State with about 12 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and Bobby Petrino is still looking like he's about ready to have an aneurysm.
Doo-doo-doo.
So it's Louisville football.
Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Do you want to give a score update?
Nope.
Okay.
There was a fumble, though. Patriots. All right. Brady just fumbled. So, there you go. It's the update. All right, let's get into the pay-per-view.
Okay.
Tell the people what they can win, though.
Alrighty, so like last time, we have another copy of the Ric Flair, Charlotte Flair book, autographed by both of them for you to win. Again, congratulations to Tommy for winning the first copy. Unfortunately, you're not eligible this go-round, so sorry, you can't have both. But y'all can still enter, y'all can still win. All you gotta do is submit your picks. And where can they submit their picks?
At Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/groove/Wild Talk Radio Network is the best place. You can tweet them at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, or on a variety of Facebook pages, Rack Radio Show, Wild Talk Radio Network, etc., etc. You got till Sunday at 4 p.m. You can also email media@wildtalkradio.com.
All right, so best of luck to everyone. Just in case there are any new listeners out there, hosts are not eligible. Anybody on the shows are not eligible, just so everybody's aware.
Yes.
So this is all fans. This is all anybody that listens to the shows. You're all eligible.
Right. If you come on the air, you are eligible if you're not officially a co-host.
Yeah.
We have rules for that. Anyway, let's get into the show. Pre-show. Chad Gable, Shelton Benjamin versus the Hype Bros.
This was okay.
We're doing a pay-per-view. How is it okay?
It's okay. It's not anything to write home about. I'm not excited for this. Is that better?
Yes. The biggest question in this matchup, will the Hype Bros break up?
Probably. Which I don't understand why you're breaking up tag teams, because you need tag teams.
Hey, break them up and pair the bearded people.
Bearded people, they lock in the basement every week and they don't let them out.
Except for Brian. He finds a way out.
The bearded children have to stay in the basement. Both. And I really am not okay with this. They need to be out in the sunlight and, you know, in the fresh air where it will do them good. Mm-hmm. Especially the one with the masks. He has issues.
At least those masks are ventilated.
True.
I'm going Gable and Benjamin. What about you?
Probably Gable and Benjamin. It makes the most sense. They're a brand new tag team. They're going to want to push them. God knows they have to do something with Chad Gable because they sort of screwed him over. So, yeah, Gable and Benjamin.
And the Magic 8-Ball goes Hype Bros. We'll have video game stuff for this over the weekend at some point. Stay tuned to the Twitters. We'll do a live stream with it.
He hasn't simmed yet.
We'll get to it. Been busy with other things. Anyway, main show time. Trying to figure out where we should start. Let's start with Bobby Roode versus Dolph Ziggler.
Bobby. Shut him up. I'm sorry, but please just shut him up. And this, whatever this is, it's like I can appreciate Dolph doing something different. I can appreciate him trying something original. But for the love of God, stop. I'm tired of it.
You realize this matchup plays in the favor of Ziggler winning, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do. But I'm so tired of Ziggler. I'm so tired of him going out there and be like, well, I'm the best that ever was. Nobody can do what I do. What do you do? What do you do? You can't say that and not drop your catchphrase, dude. That's the whole reason of a catchphrase.
He can do an awful Undertaker impression?
Oh, he's going to catch hands for that. I feel like Taker needs to get up off his couch and just come smack him.
So everyone believes Bobby Roode will win this match.
Everybody wants Bobby Roode to win this match.
So let's throw WWE logic into it. Dolph Ziggler wins the first one, Bobby Roode wins the rematch, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's WWE logic. Are we all stupid enough to believe WWE logic?
On occasion.
On occasion. Oh, Bobby. But I can, again, I can see WWE going, yeah.
Good.
Let's go for the upset.
I don't know who number 7 on NC State is. We're going to pause this for a second. But that boy needs an NFL contract. Somebody needs to sign him because, oh my lord, he can move. He's running all over Louisville's defense tonight. Anyway.
Hines? Nyheim Hines.
Go, Hines, go.
He's a junior.
Go into the draft. For the love of God, go into the draft.
Anyway,
going back to this. The thing is with Ziggler, that's difficult, is there's rumors going around that his contract's coming up, that he's leaving, that there's a whole lot of other stuff that's going on behind the scenes with him that's, like, the root of all of this.
I can then confirm that his contract is probably coming up, but it's probably coming up at the end of the year. Because they are scheduled to meet at Starrcade, which is the house show.
Bobby and Ziggler? They haven't hung a loss on Bobby Roode. Here's the thing. If Bobby loses, or if Bobby wins, the feud's over. There's no reason for Ziggler and Bobby to really continue. Because Ziggler's been shown up.
Someone's buying into the logic.
But at the same time, it's Dolph Ziggler. There's no reason to hang a loss on Bobby. Because I don't think you can immediately recover it. I'm going with Bobby.
So did the Magic 8-Ball. Field goal, no good. 16-7. New England still on top. Randall Orton, who no longer wants to be a babyface, taking on Mr. Rusev in a match.
Well, he ruined Rusev Day, so is he really a babyface?
Yes. WWE logic, yes, he's a babyface.
I want Rusev to win, but he's not going to win because it's Randy.
Well, Randy got the first quick win. Rusev got the second quick win. I expect this matchup to actually go more than 30 seconds.
But I also kind of expect maybe Aiden English to get a little bit involved.
Aiden will probably be involved. He'll probably be in Rusev's corner. I can see him eating an RKO and then Rusev getting the win.
I can see that. I can see them both getting RKOs and Randy winning.
Carrying the one at three.
Randy.
Rusev.
I mean, as much as I love Rusev, Randy.
I'm going Rusev. For everything you said, I'm going Rusev. Rusev needs to win more than Randy does. Continues the feud.
It continues the feud, but how much do they believe in Rusev at this point?
They gave him Rusev Day.
They've given him other stuff like that before, and it hasn't really meant anything, so...
Well, I like Rusev, so I'm going Rusev.
Okay. Fair enough.
8-Ball goes Rusev, too.
That traitorous 8-Ball.
How's it traitorous?
Oh, that was a beautiful catch.
How's it traitorous? It went with me.
It's a traitorous, traitorous thing.
Okay. United States Championship, AJ Styles versus Baron Corbin. Baron Corbin just lost the title to Illinger Clean on SmackDown Live.
Mm-hmm.
So, do we really believe in Baron Corbin?
Not especially, like, I still like Baron. I know he's still kind of in the doghouse right now.
Uh-huh.
So, I feel like they're not quite ready to let him out. Who's he facing again?
AJ.
Oh, that's right. AJ.
Logic would tell you that Baron losing to Ty would make Ty a number one contender if Baron won the belt.
But Baron didn't win the belt.
He could win the belt Sunday.
The U.S. title?
Yeah.
No, they're not going to put that on him.
Yeah, you're right. AJ's going to win. There's no way Baron Corbin's winning the U.S. title.
I mean, I love Baron.
Unless... Let's think about this a second. Baron wins the U.S. title. AJ's no longer in the U.S. title hunt. AJ then has to fight Jinder for the WWE title going forward because the Shinsuke run's probably going to end this Sunday. They do AJ and Jinder on top because there's no one else really left. They could technically give it to Corbin. Corbin then can bring it back down a little bit. Corbin can feud with Ty Dillinger and others for the U.S. title. We could then do Baron and Bobby for the U.S. title at some point, too.
It's intriguing.
I'm going Baron Corbin. I talked myself into that logic. Baron Corbin. Just why not? I don't have to win a book.
Right? We can pick however we want.
The 8-Ball goes with AJ Styles. See,
alrighty.
It's no longer traitorous. It's back on your side. The women's title. Charlotte versus Natalya. Go.
We've seen this before. It's really, really good. Every time we get it, I'm very excited for it. looking forward to it, really. Honestly, I'm going Charlotte simply because I feel like Natty was a bit of a placeholder champion, and that's not an insult to her, but I think Charlotte was supposed to get the title, and then everything kind of happened with her dad, and so they put it on Natty just to sort of like have that transitional champion until Charlotte could settle everything out. She's got the book, she's got the doll coming out. I'm going Charlotte on this one, because Natty's champion, as much as I love her, it's just kind of a non-starter. Like, she's okay, but she's not anything spectacular, at least to me. Like, she just doesn't register with me like that.
I see that. Charlotte did tap out on Tuesday, so it makes sense she would get her win back and get the belt. And then you could do a rematch on SmackDown in a couple weeks, since they don't have a pay-per-view till Survivor Series. Yeah, let's go Charlotte. Get her reign in now before she drops it, before her feuding with Ronda Rousey. I'm going Charlotte here. I think that's the right move, for whatever reason.
It's time. I mean, when she got moved over there, we all knew this was coming. We all knew they were going to put the title on her at some point. She's not going to get the distinction of holding the Raw and the SmackDown title first. Alexa's already got that one locked down, but she will be the first to hold the Raw, the SmackDown, and the Raw, the SmackDown, the Divas, and the NXT. So they can give her that accolade. And yeah, I mean, it's time. It's really kind of time for her. They didn't do it when she initially came over, so let's go with it here.
Now, the 8-ball goes to Taya. We have some tiebreakers on this one. One, how will this match end? Pinfall, submission, disqualification, or countout?
I'm going to say pinfall.
I'm going submission. Next one. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask, do you think Carmella gets involved?
Well, that's our next tiebreaker. Will Carmella cash in?
I don't think she cashes in. No reason for her to cash in.
I think she teases, but does not cash in.
Yeah. They're going to hold on to that. Honestly, I would put that more towards Mania season and tease it more in Mania season. Have her hold it for a while, because there's no reason for her to cash in right now. Unless they just want to go with the unexpected, and it's like, oh, hey, Charlotte wins the title, and then Carmella comes out and takes advantage, and she steals the title from Charlotte. But honestly, who would want to steal it from either Natty or Charlotte?
There you go. Hell in a Cell tag team titles. The New Day versus the Usos. Thoughts?
This should be really good. This is inside Hell in a Cell.
Mm-hmm.
This should be a lot of fun.
First time tag team Hell in a Cell since DX and Legacy, I believe?
I think so, yeah.
Been a while. Could be match of the night, like Matt is saying in the chat room. Could be match of the night. The biggest problem with this matchup is this. Where the hell do you go after?
It ends after this. It has to end after this. You can't have them touch anymore. And this is when a brand split is really, really useful. And they're not going to do it because they just can't get it together in that amount of time. But honestly, it's...
Usos need to move to Raw.
Yeah, Usos need to go to Raw. Because it's like, you just move the Usos onto another show, and then that way that ends that rivalry for right now. You can go back to it later, but you let it cool off, and you have them over there for 6 to 8 months to a year, and that's how you roll with it, where you keep them apart.
Because if they're on the same show, they're going to have to fight again. Because let's face it, the other tag teams are... Gable, Benjamin, the Hype Bros, the Ascension... And Breezango.
And the Beardy Children in the basement.
So, you're going to need a new tag team. That's the hardest part. This match will be fine. We all know it's going to be really good. And they've been probably planning this out in their heads for months.
The question is what stupid thing is Kofi going to try to do?
He's going to try to bounce off the cell. Like a pinball.
Stupid thing is Xavier going to try to do?
Oh, God. Xavier's probably going to be on the outside trying to get in. Kofi's probably going to climb the cage wall inside and do a dive. You can already see that. Please don't climb all the way up and then do a monkey... Oh, please don't do a monkey bar across the cell.
You know he's going to do it.
Rest in peace, Kofi Kingston.
Something really stupid is going to happen associated with the cell, and it's either going to be in this match or it's going to be in the other one.
Could be in both.
Or it could be in both. I mean, it's like you have... Because I don't think... I know New Day's never been in it, and I know the Usos have never been in it. So you've got two teams who've never played inside Hell in a Cell before. Except in the video game. And you know whenever that happens, whenever you get somebody that's that first time, and it's like, oh my god, I get to go play inside Hell in a Cell, the stupidest crap ever happens. Which I'm fine with, as long as they don't hurt themselves. But I feel like there's going to be some insane stuff that goes on in this.
Probably be the first or second match on the show.
I would open with it. Just get it out of the way. Just open with it. Open hot. Kind of cool people down a little bit and then build up to the next one. Just end cap the show with them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because they may not want to do it first and, you know, build the dramatics. But yeah, that's the way they should do it. New Day's going over?
They kind of have to, don't they?
I would assume they have to.
Yeah, New Day.
New Day. And A-Paul says the New Day. Up next, the WWE Championship match.
Oh, Lord.
Jinder Mahal versus Shinsuke Nakamura.
Please, please, God, let this be better than the last time. Please, give them more time. Let them do what they do best. Let Shinsuke do what he does best. I don't want to pick it. Because I think we all, as much as I'm just going on record. I want Shinsuke to win. I want him to win so bad. Like, really, really, seriously want it. That being said, it's going to be Jinder. Why? Because they want to keep it on him till Mania. And so far, they have seemingly not deviated from that plan. So, yeah, going with Jinder on this.
As I mentioned in Tweet a Week, Triple H missed the NXT tapings. Why? Where was he?
India.
Where is World Wrestling Entertainment heading?
India.
This December, WWE is heading to India with Jinder Mahal as the WWE champion. Not only that, in next week, Jinder Mahal and the Singh brothers are headed to India.
Mm-hmm. For promotional purposes.
There is no chance in hell they are sending him to India without the WWE championship. Not Jinder Mahal's retaining this belt. By hook or by crook, doesn't mean Shinsuke won't win. But Jinder is going to have the belt.
Oh yeah, he was so out of bounds.
The answer, will Jinder beat Shinsuke? Better not tell you now. So, Jinder's going over. Says the A-Ball. Shinsuke Nakamura wins the match by disqualification.
Yeah. Yeah, Shinsuke get the win.
Feud continues. A couple more weeks. Build to AJ Styles versus Jinder at Survivor Series. It's the way to do it, because Vince is not putting the belt on Shinsuke.
As much as we all want it, he's not putting the belt on Shinsuke. At least until after... The belt is not going anywhere until after they do India. And then once Jinder goes to India and he's a champion and he comes back, then it's kind of up in the air, fair game.
That's fair game, yeah.
In terms of how long he's going to keep that title. Because I was going to say, if you really wanted to, you could have him lose the title and then you put it back on him, or you have him win it back in India. But if they're going over there next week to do promotion, it's like, yeah, no, they're not going to take that title off of him.
No chance they're taking this belt off him. None whatsoever. Lindsay mentioned, I hope this match is better than last month. Yep. Wow. Tampa missed another field goal. Still down 16-7.
Oh, dear.
With 5.5 left. Yep. Anyway, so there's that. Then we get to the main event. Shane McMahon, Kevin Owens, Falls Count Anywhere, Hell in a Cell. And go.
There's going to be a lot of stupidity in this match. It will be epic to watch, but there's going to be a lot of stupidity because you have Kevin Owens, who's never been in the cell before. But it's very hardcore. He really should have gone in the cell with Sami Zayn, just because I wanted to see Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens fight in Hell in a Cell. I'm sure we'll get it at some point. But anyway, you have Kevin Owens taking on Shane McMahon, who has been in Hell in a Cell and is prone to doing very, very, very stupid crap.
You don't say.
Like, ridiculously stupid. Like, the last time they put him in Hell in a Cell, he decided to throw himself off the top and scare the ever-living Jesus out of The Undertaker. Mainly because Taker was like, he's good, right? I would expect nothing less because they've made this False Count Anywhere, which I kind of always thought it was False Count Anywhere, but apparently it's not.
It was False Count Anywhere like 1 year when Hunter wanted to do something on top of the cage.
And I would expect they go up on top of the cage again.
Kevin Owens has promised to throw Shane McMahon off the cage, which you mean knows, you know, one thing. Kevin's going off the cell.
I hope not.
Shane's going to move and Kevin's going to go flying off the cell.
I hope not.
He's going to do a front flip off the cell through the announce table.
Then I hope they practice the crap out of that, or they stage the crap out of that, because that's going to hurt.
You can see that one coming, right?
I can see it coming, but at the same time, it's like the risk of that is so high. And with WrestleMania season now coming on the horizon and Survivor Series on the horizon, I kind of see them being a little hesitant to let somebody just fling themselves off the top of the cage because you don't know what that's going to do. Like, they know what it's going to do, but they don't know what it's going to do. That's the thing. And it's like, Shane did it, and he did it in such a way that he did not get hurt.
Well, he did. He did, but...
He did, but he didn't.
He messed up his ribs a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way to do that bump and not have some level of injury, but it's not as bad as what it was for Mick Foley.
No, it wasn't.
So, it's like, I can't see them letting Kevin do essentially the Foley bump off the top of the cage, simply because of how tall that cage is. So unless they've reconstructed it to make it shorter.
Which they haven't.
I can see Kevin more coming off the side. Like, he's hanging off the side, and he sort of falls. Like, I can see that. I can see them fighting on the side, and Kevin falls. But I just cannot see Kevin or Shane going off the top, just because of the height. Like, I honestly, I'm sure they could stage it safely, and it would be okay. But I just, yeah. But that being said, somebody probably is going off the top, because it's Kevin and Shane.
Or through.
I can see them doing the through spot. The through spot would be a little bit easier to do, because you could just pad the ring a little bit more.
You could. Who's winning?
NC State.
Okay. Who's winning this match?
Oh, you have to be specific.
That's why I... Anyway. Who's winning Kevin Owens versus Shane?
Kevin.
Is he, though?
Is there any kind of stip, like, if Kevin wins, he gets something, or Shane wins, he gets something?
Nope.
I don't see the need to put Shane over. Because he's not the evil boss. Like, that's the thing. He's the good boss. So in that instance, the good boss always loses. It doesn't do anything to put Shane over. And it looks better for Kevin Owens if he beats Shane.
And it even looks better when his best friend, Sami Zayn, comes out and helps him.
Yeah, you keep hoping for that. Because then that can kind of set up a war between Kevin and... Yes! Good! Run! Keep running! Damn it. Sorry. Football. Anyway, going back to WWE, it sets up a war between Kevin and the McMahon family, which could lead to a Kevin Owens Triple H feud.
It could.
And you could do Kevin Owens versus Triple H for WrestleMania with Triple H having to defend the family honor.
It could.
Because Shane's mucked it up so bad that it's like Hunter's got to come in and Hunter's got to do the thing. And he's got to basically do what he did years ago with Legacy and hopefully actually have a fight with Kevin as opposed to a wrestling match. Because, you know, that would be good.
So, you're going Kevin?
I'm going Kevin. I don't see a reason to put Shane over.
Going Kevin Owens with a Sami Zayn help as the kicker. For a tiebreaker, where will this matchup end? In the ring? Outside the ring? With parentheses, inside the cell. Outside of the cell, you know, the ringside area, on the ramp, backstage, on top. Where does it end?
I'm going to say on top.
I say, yeah, we'll go on top, but here's another scenario. Remember the Kevin Owens flip bump I talked about?
Mm-hmm.
That's how Shane wins. He pins him that way. He climbs down and pins him as he's down through the announce table. Yes, the ref has to count on top. Go back and watch Triple H, Chris Jericho in the cell. Referee gets up there.
They don't like to, but they will get up there.
Yep. So Mike Chioda will probably be climbing that cell. Probably. So there you go.
Actually, if they're smart, they just like suspend a ref on a harness up there. And they just have somebody ready to go. Just like on top of the cell.
By the way, the 8-ball picks Shane O'Mac. So there you go. There's Pick'em. Remember, go to facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork and enter and win a copy of Second Nature autographed by Ric Flair and Charlotte Flair.
And I think that does it for us. So what do you think?
That does it for us. Saturday night, midnight edition. It's Steve Greer, the weird, the wacky, the unusual, greater than great, the beta, it's baseball players. Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio, 11 p.m. Eastern, reviewing Hell in a Cell. Monday night, some Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Tuesday night, twitch.tv/RatRadioShow is the season one finale of WTR Sims, 11:15 p.m. Eastern. Check out the Rack Extra Total Bella Season 2, Episode 5 now available. Episode 6 will be available next Thursday. You can go to youtube.com/RatRadioShow right now and see the first part of our podcast on WWE 2K18. The full podcast will be released this weekend. There'll be sections of it on the YouTube channel before this weekend, so check it all out as we have continuous coverage of WWE 2K18 leading up to the launch and then afterwards, because there's going to be a lot of content, so subscribe, tell your friends, tell 10 of your friends, youtube.com/RockRadioShow, a place to be this fall for great content. Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter.com, YouTube, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, Tumblr, Instagram, you name it, we're there, Rack Radio Show. At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LNSWRD, and go to my website, SideWordDesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at Behance.net/Linsward, same as the Twitters. And don't forget to check out our very fine sponsors, Gerwick.net, Fightboot.com, and Wrestling Figure Photography, Instagram.com/MBG1211. So, he's Rock. I'm Lindsay. This has been The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.